Right now, Rhode Island has only one full casino, Twin River in Lincoln, where you can play table games like poker, blackjack, and roulette. The group that owns Twin River wants to build a second casino in Tiverton, but first they need approval from voters statewide and in this seaside town of 15,000 residents.
I spent all of last summer and all of last fall literally in people's living rooms at their kitchen tables talking about this.
John Taylor is the head of Twin River Management Group. Taylor wants this proposal to go differently from a casino rejected by Newport residents 2 years ago.
So we didn't go into town and say, here's this great casino, you're going to love it. What we said was, we have a license and we have a piece of land that we control. Let's have a conversation about what works, what your concerns are. And we'll take all that into account before we present a proposal to the town council.
That proposal is an 85,000 square foot facility with 1,000 slot machines and 32 table games. Taylor says the project comes at a crucial time. Rhode Island relies on gambling revenue for about a third of the state budget and faces increasing competition from Massachusetts. A casino in Taunton is in the works, and a slot parlor has already opened in Plainville, a 20-minute drive from northern Rhode Island. Taylor wants a new casino in Tiverton to replace Newport Grand, a slots parlor his company also owns. The idea is to boost revenue with table games and provide easy access for the customers, many of which come from southeastern Massachusetts.
So the vast majority of our players have to go through 21 red lights to get to Newport Grand. This will put them much closer to where they live and be much more convenient for them to get to.
According to a study commissioned by Twin River, the Tiverton facility could generate some $50 million a year for the state, nearly doubling the revenue Newport Grand produced last year. The town of Tiverton would receive $3 million in revenue and $1 million in tax relief annually. But casino opponent Amy Vary isn't convinced.
Well, I say all that glitters isn't gold. You know, I mean, fast money goes fast.
Vary is running for state senate in a district that includes portions of Tiverton and Little Compton.
Yes, it seems like, oh, $4 million is great. We're going to get this money up front. But look at all you're losing. You're losing the rural character of Tiverton. You're losing the quality of life that you have.
Vary thinks the proposed arrangement between the town and the casino is a bad deal. The payments are only guaranteed for about 12 years, though that could be extended. It sounds all right to resident Paul Troopy, who has a yes on one yard sign planted in front of his house.
I mean, there's nothing else going on that's going to help us out with tax relief. And every year your taxes go up, so hopefully it's something that'll help out with tax relief.
Troopy has lived in Tiverton for more than two decades and says the town needs the development.
The town doesn't want anything else in. Every other project that comes down and wants to do anything, they'll find a reason to stop it, so.
The proposed location for the Tiverton Casino on the Massachusetts border lies in a more rural part of the town, about 4 miles from the picturesque waterfront where residents squeeze into the local coffee shop, Coastal Roasters. Inside, 26-year-old resident Nick McGaw says he hasn't decided which way he will vote.
You know, like, my whole life I've always heard, like, oh, we're going to get a mall, we're going to do this. It just never seems to come, never happens. It is out of the way. Like, that's better than having it right over there.
62-year-old Paul Lopes says he has doubts about the financial success of a casino, but he's also undecided.
Is it going to lower taxes? No. The taxes will stay the same at best. But I also am grateful for the infrastructure that will be in there when the casino goes south, because I think it will.
Lopes thinks the town could repurpose the casino for events if the business goes under. The infrastructure also includes a traffic circle designed to mitigate congestion near the casino entrance on Stafford Road.
But the folks who live up in the Stafford Road area are against it. Especially a couple of businesses up there who feel that their zoning will change and their property will get sold or be tempted to be sold. And I understand that point.
Standing outside the coffee shop, Richard Marley says he's opposed to the casino. He's worried it could change this small town where he settled with his family.
One of the reasons that we had moved to Tiverton because we like the quiet, quaint, you know, family. And I think the traffic and everything along that comes with the casino would get old pretty quick.
Driving through Tiverton, you'll see plenty of lawn signs for and against the casino, but a grassroots opposition effort never responded to messages. Twin River, on the other hand, spent more than $1 million in September alone on campaign ads, consulting, and public relations. Clyde Barrow, who studies gambling and public policy at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, says if state revenue is the goal,
putting it closer to Massachusetts putting it in a position to compete against both Plain Ridge and potentially at some point an Indian casino in Taunton, Massachusetts, certainly makes a lot of sense in terms of the state's gambling policy.
But Barrow says as more casinos open across New England, returns will get thinner. Rhode Island voters have approved two gambling proposals in recent elections, and analysts expect this measure to pass statewide too. The question is whether a majority of Tiverton residents will also support it. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.